Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bob Baldocchi, who is the Director of Sales and Marketing with M. Sertile. Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing great today, Kemp. Thanks.
Good to be with you. I've caught you in your home office out on the West Coast. You know, we've met at Surfaces, and you can enlighten me a little bit about the history of MSER and the expansion mode that you're in. A little background, it's a privately held company, 45 years in business. You focus in the tile and stone business, and most people wouldn't know this, but you're pretty big in the business, right?
Absolutely. We've been around, as you said, 45 years and counting, and we've got 57 locations nationwide. We view ourselves as a national supplier to the trade, specializing in tile, natural stone, and all the decorative accessories that go with it. Our go-to-market strategy is to service the trade, so we work within the builder business, the retailer segment, the commercial segment, and with all trade professionals. The only thing we don't do is sell retail.
Well, and a little background on you. I see that you've been there about 7 years, and prior to that, you were with Seiko and then with Disney before that and Bloomingdale's, and you're originally from California.
I'm born and raised in Southern California.
So this growth we were talking about, and you said it a minute ago, you now have 57 locations. You just opened up a design center in Baltimore and Indianapolis, right?
Yeah, one location in Fishers, Indiana, and the other one is in Hanover, Maryland.
Okay, I've never been in one of these. Tell our listeners real quick, I know there's an area that's for to the trade people to come in and see vignettes of the product, and there's warehouses. Talk a little bit about these design centers.
These design centers are sales and service locations that are designed to provide a local presence with a national company behind it. There are warehouse space in the back. There's showroom space in the front. The showroom space is meant to be an extension of our customers' space. So we utilize that space for our customers to bring their customers in there, make selections. The only place they can see our entire line of over 4,500 SKUs in one location. So we utilize that space for them to kind of come in, work with their customers, make their selections. Now, what we also do is we actually put branch management, operations management, sales teams, warehouse staff, customer service staff in those locations so that we can service all of our local customers in the marketplace from a very local presence. And this enables us to kind of benefit from this our size, scale, and scope by having our two large distribution centers, which are over 500,000 square feet each in Ontario and Houston, California, and feed these outlets so we can service the local markets in real time.
And talk about who comes into these design centers. I mean, you service, I see you at places like NFA meetings. You not only service the design trade on the commercial side, but you also service, you know, major retailers on the residential side, right?
Absolutely. Our business model is, from a production builder perspective, you'll find our products in everywhere from a KB Home, Meritage, D.R. Horton, most of the top 100 builders. We would be represented in most of the top 100 builders across the country through the design centers, style customers like our Creative Touch Interiors or Advanced Floors, to name a couple. Those are customers of ours. We service them with these local locations so that they can actually have local product that they can pick up. We can ship to them that they can take care of their installs for that production builder business. We also deal with large retailers such as members of the NFA who also have their local presence out there where consumers are walking into their retail locations and shopping with them for our products. And it allows us, again, that local presence to be able to ship to them quickly, service their needs, take care of any issues, but just have that, again, that local presence associated with our company in that marketplace. And then commercially, we do a tremendous amount of business across the country in the commercial sector where those local locations are there helping support those contractors and those businesses that actually call on these commercial jobs.
Mm-hmm. And if a consumer walks into one of these design centers, they can certainly look around, but they need to buy through somebody that's got an account with you, right?
Absolutely. What we'll do with that is we'll qualify that individual coming through the front door. We'll find out who they're working with. We'll redirect them with that individual that they're working with. We can actually help them make their selections and designs, but they really need to work through their retail location, what they're actually getting started with. And we'll actually have retailers, customers of ours, maybe an NFA member, maybe another customer, send their customers into us to help with the selections so that they can go back and make their purchases. We'll actually offer that service as just part of our ability to kind of extend their showroom to our showroom and give the best possible look and selection of our products.
Okay. Now, we saw you at Surfaces, I mentioned at the beginning of this interview. What you were showing there was very interesting. As you say, you service both the residential and commercial businesses, so you had a wide assortment of new products. You've got this new Prism 21 collection, which is more for the specified sector of the business commercially. And then you've got some far-out-looking products that I guess you were just exploring to see if your customers were interested in it. You were showing a safari look at the show, weren't you?
We were. Surfaces Show for us is really a new product introduction platform or format for us to get new products in front of people and really kind of launch a lot of products. This particular show, we took a couple of items, which we don't typically do, but we actually utilized them to gain some really valuable insights and feedback from our customers. One of them was a safari look, and we actually had great reaction to it, and so it'll probably become part of our core line based upon the great feedback we got from our customers.
Okay. And how did this show compare to previous years at Surfaces?
The Surfaces Show for us is always good because we've set a lot of appointments at that show. We know who's coming through to see us. We're not there to pick up a bunch of walk-in traffic. We certainly cater to that walk-in traffic. We set appointments. Our salespeople are there in force with their customers, walking them through our assortments and designs. The show appeared to be a little bit softer than the previous years in terms of overall traffic and flow. I think one of the things that's hitting the industry right now is a kind of a commingling of shows that are taking place. For example, IBS and KBiz were the following week in Las Vegas.
Right.
And when that happens, I think you've got customers who are deciding which show to attend. Next year, they actually happen all in the same week, in the same city, in different venues. So we're eager to see what happens with that.
So as I mentioned earlier, you're going to open four or five more of these centers. As you go into these new markets, I guess that's really where you see most of your growth, isn't it?
Our growth comes from two very distinct places. One is core endemic year-over-year growth from our existing markets. Mm-hmm. That comes from market share gains. It comes from positive trends in the industry. We absolutely track and drive for growth in those markets. The other thing we do is we open up new markets. When we go into an Indiana or a Baltimore or soon to be Raleigh or Orlando, those are new markets for us where we don't have we have some existing business through maybe our production builder business, but by putting a local presence out there, it enables us to service that market in the way that we like to service the market, which just creates incremental growth for us as an organization. And that is one of the keys to our growth, and we plan to do quite a bit of that in the coming years.
Okay, great. Well, it's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Bob Baldacci, who's Director of Sales and Marketing with MSRTile, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.